just the way they fell. Mine is Barlow.
Does it come from Ken or Deirdre or Gary? Is it one? Is it related to one of those?
It is related to one of those. It is Ken.
It's a Ken Barlow.
Yes, and that is a very... You've got straight to the nub of the issue with that.
Is it hot pot?
No, it's not. Because that could be Ken or Deirdre, wouldn't it? That could just be either of them.
Is it having lots and lots of girlfriends?
No, it's not. It doesn't really relate to anything else you need to know about him other than his name. I mean, you really are there.
So it's just Ken.
Yeah.
Is it knowledge?
Correct. You've zoned in straight away.
Beyond our ken.
Yes, exactly. Barlow, it means I know. It comes from the Scottish word we use for that, which is ken. And it is because of Ken Barlow from Coronation Street, hence Barlow.
Dear
Ken, dear Barlow. I Barlow that. There you go. From Paul Reynolds, thank you very much. I love them. I like it when people can zone in straight away. It sort of proves there's some inherently right use of the slang. I like it very much indeed. Now, we should discuss what are next week's, or in fact, it might not be next week's. It might be in 2 weeks' time. I'm not sure. What are our listeners' lexicon for the next Thursday podcast going to be? Anyone would like to go first?
Well, mine is Mulberry Burst.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mulberry Burst.
Mulberry Burst.
Okay.
I have some ideas already.
Go on.
Mine is from Gary in Dunlea, and it's cornflakes.
Cornflakes, Mulberry Burst, cornflakes. I'm just going to write these down, so I'm going to dwell on those two in the intervening time. And mine, staying in a kind of celeb territory, is Phil Collins. It's doing a Phil Collins is mine. Okay.
Intriguing.
Now, we have a short pause before we're next going to be doing a Thursday podcast. We encourage listeners, if you think you know what those might mean, if you've got any kind of insight into what a Mulberry Burst or cornflakes or Phil Collins might mean in slang world, obviously we don't want lots of emails telling us that cornflakes are a healthy breakfast cereal. That's not for us.
No.
It's what does it mean in the slang world, in this person's listener's lexicon, then let us know and we'll add that to the conversation and maybe one of you can actually zero in and get it right, as some of us did this week with the listener's lexicon. So next week we'll find out what those are. We look forward to hearing what your guesses are also. Thank you very much for joining us on a Thursday podcast. We'll see you again soon. Bye!
Bye!
Slow the pace this Sunday with Absolute Radio and Cronenberg 1664. Enjoy a slow beer.